This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't get away, keep on falling, keep on falling. Every time I try to leave it alone, I swear keep on calling, keep on calling, keep on calling,
keep on calling,
keep on calling,
keep on calling,
keep on calling,
keep on calling,
keep on calling.
All right, thank you for joining us with another episode of What's Up Belly Up. I believe we're on episode 8. This one, we've got a great show here. We got Jack O'Hare with us. He's been a member of Belly Up, kind of came over to start the podcast. He's a big writer for us as well. He actually came over, he had the O Show, and he started 50-50 Booking. We'll get into that, kind of the two shows that he has. He's been a big contributor. So without further ado, Jack, I appreciate you coming on the show. How are you doing today, man?
Not too bad, Mike. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great. I appreciate it. Doing great tonight, just kind of relaxing, you know, getting everything taken care of, getting everything up to par. So Jack, obviously, like I spoke to you a little bit ago, if for those that have followed the show, they know that this is not about me. It's about bringing on the people that really contribute to the company and what we do here. So I would say you've been with us a couple months. Anyways, I don't know exactly when it was. When was it? You and I were kind of emailing and texting.
Yeah, I think I reached out to you guys. I don't know if you actually remember this. I originally reached out to you guys because my initial plan was to start my own website some way, somehow, with a few different.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And I was coming across all these different sites on Twitter and Instagram. I came across Belly Up Sports, and I both DM'd you guys on Twitter, and then I think I went in like the application process.
Yeah.
Like to be a writer and podcaster. Basically, I kind of wanted to kind of morph into something, use some of your shows to put on the website I was going to try and create. And then here we are 4 months later down the road. I'm basically with you guys as a writer and podcaster full time. So I realize how stressful it was trying to start my own website, as I'm sure it was for you, still is.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy where I'm at right now with Belly Up Sports for sure.
Well, we appreciate it. It definitely takes a lot of work, but you definitely put in a lot of work to our company. Like I said, you know, the O Show, I think, was your initial show. Then you came on and started the 50-50 Booking, which is that's your wrestling show. I'm not sure if you're still going back and forth between the two. I don't think you had an episode on there lately, but you've been knocking out the O Show. So to start kind of 50-50 Booking, What's that about? I mean, are you still rolling with that? You know, what do you have in store, if so?
Oh, absolutely. So the 50-50 Booking podcast, originally, I wanted to keep the O Show kind of, initially I wanted to keep it just mine, just like pure independent with really nobody. So I wanted to start the 50-50 Booking podcast, just straight wrestling, because I was originally looking through you guys' podcast. You had basically everything but wrestling. So I wanted the first host a wrestling podcast, and we are still going. We have another episode coming out tomorrow.
Awesome.
I'm in talks with some of our writers, Barkley Truax and Hunter Sheldon. We're going to see if some days down the road, maybe once a week, they'll co-host it with me, because there's very few and far between wrestling guys this company. So we kind of have to stick together. But the 50-50 Booking podcast for sure, just mainly talking wrestling, WWE, All Elite Wrestling. You get in some UFC, some mixed martial arts, and so far so good. I think we're 8 episodes in, had a few good guests on, kicked it off with Jared Karabas, of course. Had to start it off big. I mean, you have to start stuff off big to get it off the ground. And then a few episodes ago, we had PJ Black, former WWE Tag Team Champion. So all good there. And then we, for the O Show, we actually partnered with TickPick, which is an online ticket service. And we're going to announce it tomorrow that we're going to give listeners or viewers and fans in general a 35% discount for WrestleMania tickets on Sunday in East Rutherford. So,
Wow, that's big.
Oh, yeah. And the ticket game, for sure, we're going to have to work stuff out, give away prizes on Belly Up Sports as well as all the other shows.
Absolutely. We'd love that.
My guy.
So, with you talking about Jared, we were discussing a little bit. Tell the listeners, I'm sure you've told them on your show, because obviously, you know, not that we cite other companies or anything like, you know, not that we're trying to, everybody thinks, I guess, when you get in the business, you portray somebody or you mold to one thing. And a lot of people said, oh yeah, you guys are a lot like Barstool, you're writing a satire, but we're not as dirty maybe, but we still want to, you know, write real stuff, catchy stuff. But again, everybody's like, oh, Barstool. So when people get mad at us, they're like, oh yeah, have fun being like Barstool. So with that being said, Barstool, you either love them or you hate them. People love them or they think they're the worst people in the world. I've seen videos of Jared, and he looks like one of the most obnoxious people when it comes to, you know, the Yankees, Red Sox. Absolutely. But then again, that's his personality. But tell the people how you got about to getting him on your show and how you met him.
Well, first of all, you're right about Barstool Sports. You either love them or you hate them. I first hated them, then I love them. Now I'm kind of in between. Like, they're cool. Like, some of their guys are cool, but like what they like stand for, I really don't agree with. I get they're appealing to like the college market, and there's like a ton of kids out there who love it. And they basically turn themselves into from a $10 million company to a $100 million company. So obviously it's working. And then guys like, yeah, Jared Karabas, when I first recognized him on social media, I thought he was a complete jerk. I mean, this guy was the most obnoxious baseball writer I think I've ever seen in my entire life. So I end up going to a huge Yankee fan, by the way. I go to school in Arizona, but I flew into Boston, spent the weekend with some family to go to Yankees Red Sox at Fenway Park Game 1 and Game 2 of the ALDS in 2018 back in October. And Karabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Peralt from the Section 10 Barstool podcast, Red Sox podcast, they had a live show at, I think it was Cask and Flagon Bar on Lansdowne Street, across the street from the Green Monster. And they had a show. I'm like, all right, I'll go because maybe they'll invite some fans who are gathering around the table to come on their show. Maybe I can record it for myself or the O Show or whatever else I was doing. So I ended up actually dragging my sister, who was with me. She goes to school in Boston. That was basically my excuse to get out there, visit my sister. And we go in. It's basically 21 or older. But I'm like, I'm like 23 years old. My sister's 18. Can I just bring her in because we're just here for the podcast? They're like, oh, yeah, sure, man, whatever. We get in, listen to the podcast. It was like a two-hour show. He had a few guests on, a few former players. I think he had Mo Vaughn on the show. And I made my sister sit through there the entire time. She's like, are you ready to go? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes. I thought the podcast would be like a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. It was a live show. None of their mics were working. It was kind of a disaster, really. Nobody could hear him unless you were in the front row. And I'm like, yeah, just 5 more minutes. We end up being there for two and a half hours in the bar. Wait for it to end. Everybody's like meeting and greeting with them, whatever. He's free for a second. I introduce myself. Hey, like, I have my own show. Big baseball guy like you. Unfortunately, I'm a Yankee fan, whatever. He's like, absolutely, dude. This is what I did growing up. Like, this is how I basically gelled into who I am today. I will definitely come on your show. I usually don't do, he said he usually didn't do it, but this time around he does it because I actually had the balls to go up and talk to him. He said we'd have to wait to go into the offseason because obviously the Red Sox were on a tear that entire postseason. Ends up doing that whole shtick with Eric Hubbs and Dallas Braden during that whole World Series run. So I email him and then text him. I think it was like mid-November. He's like, absolutely, let's do this weekend. So the first time I ever had him on was in November, which was big, great. And again, I thought he was the most obnoxious guy when I first recognized him. As soon as I met him, as soon as I had that conversation with him, like, it was just a character. And he even explained it. Like, so starting 9, section 10, he has a few radio shows with Barstool. He says they're all characters. Like, he's a big pro wrestling guy. He acts as a character on each of these shows. And most of the time he's acting like an obnoxious son of a bitch, but really he's like an honest to God, like one of the nicest guys I think there are in Barstool sports, period. I think there are a lot of jerks in Barstool. I mean, Portnoy, for one, I don't think he's a very nice guy. I think a lot of them are just a bunch of annoying frat boys, to be honest with you. And I really don't get how some people compare Belly Up Sports to Barstool Sports. Maybe like the same background podcasts and like articles. But other than that, like their whole mantra is to attract the college scene with their smoke shows and whatnot. So
yeah.
But anyways, Jared Carabas, one of the nicest guys ever. I had him on the it was like the inaugural episode of 50-50 Booking to break that podcast in. Just one of the nicest guys, I think. Probably the nicest guy I've had on the podcast so far.
That's good. And that's coming from a Yankees fan, everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And for the record, Carabas actually said on my show that because I still think this is outrageous to this day, Miguel Andujar should have won Rookie of the Year over Shohei Ohtani.
You go.
And it's true. It's ridiculous.
So, all right, that's a little quick rundown on the 50-50 booking. All right, give us a little bit about your The O Show. This is what you've originally done. This is where you and I started talking and you came over to Belly Up. This is kind of your bread and butter. You said, you know, when you don't have a host lined up, you have your little brother on there with you here and there. You know, obviously, 50-50 is wrestling, but the O Show takes on a different life. You know, it's more mainstream sports, I guess you would say. I'm sure you put a little spin on everything, but give us a little bit about that.
So the O Show, the initial plan for the O Show, it was a funny story. I mean, me and my brother, I think it was around this time, I want to say December 2017, me and my brother were just sitting on the couch, just talking a bunch of bullshit about whatever it was, sports, music, some kids we don't like in our town, whatever the hell we were talking about. And my mom's just sitting there like, Jesus Christ, guys, like all these hot takes about everything that's going on. Like, we should start like a show or something.
Need a show, yeah.
As a wannabe broadcaster working in broadcasting and whatnot, I figured like this would actually be good for my resume if I like kept it professional and stuff for the most part. And then we kind of agreed that we'd start a podcast. Now, being in school halfway across the country, he's in New Jersey, I'm in Arizona. It was kind of tough trying to set it up. So for the first 6 months, I think our first episode was in May, around this time last year, our first O Show episode. And basically the O Show is everything. I consider it a pop culture podcast: baseball, football, basketball, wrestling, UFC, music, TV shows, really anything you want to talk about, like except maybe like TV dramas and stuff. I'm not really into that crap. I was actually, yeah, before we came on, I was actually looking at or listening to your conversation with Mark on episode 7 of this show. And the last thing you asked him was, who's your favorite Kardashian?
Oh, the Kardashians. He loves that.
What the hell is he talking about? The Kardashians to me, not to get off topic, but like the Kardashians to me, and this would be something we ramble about on the O Show just because it's absolute nonsense. But the Kardashians to me, like they have no reason to be famous whatsoever. They have no talent. They wear an unbelievably and overwhelmingly amount of makeup. I honestly don't even consider them pure at all. I just don't understand. Like, their dad was Simpson's lawyer. Of course, you have Bruce Jenner, who becomes Caitlyn Jenner, that whole nonsense. But to me, the Kardashian girls are like, I don't get it.
You know Mark's love for snippets. I can only imagine this is going to make a snippet from this episode.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a good chat about this because Kardashians have no business being on TV.
So with that being said, I think you've recorded with them a couple times, right? Corner Booth, or at least once, I know.
So yeah, I recorded with Mark and Jared on the Corner Booth once, and then the other day, it was like two or three nights ago, I had Jared on the O Show. Or I was supposed to anyway. We talked for about an hour and a half about any, like, just nonsense again. Just having a good time. Oh, yeah. Just having a good time talking baseball, the tournament. We talked some mock drafts because they're huge into that. But it was like an hour and a half, hour 35, hour 40 We're done with the show. I pressed stop recording. I'm watching it record the entire time. I press stop on the record. My phone freezes, crashes, and deletes the entire
nothing.
An hour and 40 minutes of just wasted time.
Oh man, that's killer.
And it actually saved like a minute and 8 seconds worth of it. I put it in one of the shows. I'm like, here's Jared talking about him being HR at Belly Up Sports is giving him headaches or something like
that. Oh, yes. You know, what's funny is he's like, you know, I want to, you know, because we've got like 80 some people, you know, writers, podcasters, editors, you know, and he's like, you know, I want to do more. And not to take away from what you're doing in your show, but real quick, he's like, I said, okay, cool. You know, and he's like, you know, I went to school for journalism or whatever it was. And he's like, you know, I really want to distinguish the writers and get some good ones in here to really help out. I said, all right, cool. Because these emails would come in, they'd get sent to me and I would go through them all day long. And, you know, we get quite a few. I mean, we're still relatively small, but I mean, people are, you know, starting to notice us and they want to be a part of it. So I'm like, this is great. You know, I'm just going to forward him all these emails and he's going to have to sift through them. So I think like the first week I sent them to him, a week goes by and I sent him a message and say, hey, you onboarding anybody? You bringing anyone on? He goes, I just been so busy. I can't believe it. Blah, blah, blah. This is crazy. I'm going through all these articles. It's just like his personality. Obviously, you know him. And for the people that do know him, it was just great because he was just like almost like he was overwhelmed. I'm like, this is how it is. And so I just kept sending him messages like, oh, just forward you another resume. Just forward you to another resume. And I was just like hammering him. And it's just it's so much fun to get him going because when I had him on the show, I think you and I originally were going to record right after that. And he was telling me all these questions and all the smack to talk to you. Are you a Cowboys fan?
I am, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. He's the Philly. Yep. Yeah. He's a Phillies faithful, so he was definitely he wanted me to hammer you on that.
Oh. And it's weird because Eagles, he's from Connecticut, and then he's a Diamondbacks fan.
Oh yeah, he's all over.
In Arizona, and we actually had like a running bet because I guess what he wanted to do, whoever won the bet was going to buy like everybody the first round of beers at whatever meeting we're going to have sometime down the road. And I think the Diamondbacks are probably going to be one of the worst teams in the MLB this year. No joke. I don't think they have any pitching. They lost their foundation. They lost Goldie. They lost Pollock. They lost Corbin. That's basically what rolled them through first place for the first 6 months of the year before they collapsed in September.
I think their best hitter is Greinke right now, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's still early on. I mean, Zach Greinke has more home runs than Aaron Judge, but I have a feeling that that's going to even out some.
Yes.
That's not going to stay like that forever. But I think the Diamondbacks are going to lose between 90 and 95 games. And he thought I was absolutely ridiculous in saying that.
Wow.
He thinks that the Diamondbacks, his prediction is that they're going to go 80 and 82. So what he wanted to do was between 75 and 80 wins. He wins the bet. If the Diamondbacks lose between 90 and 95, I win. And whoever loses has to buy the first round of beers at our first ever Belly Up Sports meeting that we have, which is a lot to ask for from a 20-year-old in college because I don't
have that wide
of a budget. So
we're going to have to come to you.
So Jared's going to lose this bet.
All right. So switching gears, getting back with you and the O Show. You guys introduced the new segment last week, the O Down segment. Going forward, I guess give us a little example of that, what that entails.
Okay. So again, I literally thought of this last night. I just dropped it on today's recap because again, my brother Declan, God bless him, did not answer my FaceTime call, fell asleep. It was late at night. Sometimes we have a tough time coordinating time schedules because I'm 3 hours ahead and whatever. But basically the O-Down, do you remember the show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember their throwdowns?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So that's what it is, except it's an O-Down throwdown. And basically last night I just poked fun at the Yankees to that little jingle, basically. And hopefully, so the first few, of course, I'm going to like have scripted and I'm going to make sure that they're funny so people laugh and get on board with it. So hopefully one of these days it'll get over with people. And hopefully sometime down the road, I'll just send out like DM us, whatever the hell you want us to owe down about. And then we'll just sing about that and make fun of it. So
there we go.
That's basically what the owe down is with that. Whose Line Is That Anyway show. Great show back in the day. I still watch it on like on demand from it was like Ryan Stiles.
I say Wayne Brady and all them, right?
Wayne Brady, Colin Mockery.
Yep.
That was
they've all gone on and done different things now.
And I'm actually trying to pull up the jingle right now because it was basically just singing about the Yankees. I was singing about how they were chasing for title number 28 and then everyone got injured and everybody was so sad. And then I think I said, at least we got Tulo. Oh, wait, he tore his calf. And which kind of sucks because everybody's hurt and all you have to do is poke fun at it. Because if you don't, you're just going to cry yourself to sleep every night because they lost to the Orioles and the Tigers two series at home. And then they almost blew it again today in Baltimore. So I really don't know what to say about the Yankees.
Yeah, it's definitely a slow start. And I think Liz wrote an article today about the Yankees rebounding and stuff. Hey, I'm a big Tigers fan. So there's not much to root for. Even beating the Yankees, I was like, all right, you know, whatever. But, you know, Matthew Boyd did set a record. And what we, I think, struck out like 18 or 19 or something like that against that ridiculous is in like, the past 100 years.
Not one, not two, 18 strikeouts for the Yankees. It was most in history in a game. Like, you could legally have sex with the amount of strikeouts that the Yankees had that other day against Detroit Tigers. Oh, absolutely ridiculous.
Oh God, I love it. So before we end, obviously, I think on one of your most recent shows, you talked about this too. Again, so go check out Jack's shows, the O show on the 50-50 booking. You actually have an experience where was it A-Rod's last game? You actually got his autograph.
Yeah, that was, I was with a buddy of mine and he still hates me for this. Although he did get me back with an autograph much more significant later on. It was like 2 years later, but basically we went to A-Rod's last game and it was like 2-3 years ago when he retired and we were huge into the autograph scene. We were always going to games early, trying to get autographs from everybody. We took a few spring training trips over the past few years, got basically everybody's autograph on the roster right now. But that game we got in before gates opened or was waiting in line before gates opened, got in when gates did actually open and basically just stood in the right field corner at Yankee Stadium for about 3 hours waiting for the players to come warm up down the right field line. And you knew A-Rod was going to come over. Like A-Rod didn't sign autographs ever, but you knew the cameras were going to be on him. So you best believe
pressure to do it. Yeah.
You know, when the cameras are on him, as soon as they're off, he heads back into the dugout. But I think it was around 7 o'clock. So they were going to honor him on the field. Rivera was there. They gave him like a trophy, whatever. Started pouring rain. And the tarps on the field, another hour rain delay or something. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like the tarps on the field, everybody's still waiting here, waiting for him to come out. I'm going to get something to eat. My buddy's like, are you freaking serious right now? Like you're going to lose your spot because the line was going up like 20, 30 rows. It was ridiculous. I'm like, I have to eat something. If I don't eat something, it's true to this day. If I don't eat something within an hour, I just start like pacing back and forth. I start fidgeting. Like I need to eat food. I'm like one of those guys who like can eat up to like 6,000-7,000 calories worth of food a day.
Yeah.
And I weigh like $175, $180. So I don't understand it, but I go up, I basically wait in line for like 30 minutes cause they're taking the tarp off the field. So I'm like, all right, I'll just get like some cheese fries or something. So I come back down with cheese fries. And at this time, 2-3 years ago, I was probably $1.50 at the time. I was a really skinny kid. So I basically just shuffled my way through like 200, 300 different people down the line, make my way to the front again. He doesn't even see me. He's like three rows back. He's like, how the hell did you do that? And A-Rod's coming out on the field. Everybody's coming out on the field. Of course, the camera's right on him. So he heads right over to the right field line where everybody wants his autograph. And right before he left, I think I was the last one to get his autograph. I got him on like a 8x10 portrait of himself, got his autograph. My buddy hands me his ball. And as soon as I grab the ball and turn around, he's gone. He's back in the dugout. My buddy's like, I waited here for 3 hours. You left and got cheese fries.
And just walked right up.
walked right through everybody, got his autograph, no problem. His parents still give me shit for that these days. They're like, enough with the cheese fries, Jack. Like, they have that thick New York accent. It's like, enough, Jack. We get it. But then about a year later, we went to a Mets Angels game and he got Mike Trout and I didn't. So,
oh, yeah,
more than made up for that.
Absolutely. So, all right, man. Well, again, Jack, I appreciate having you on. I always keep these episodes short to keep everybody's interest. But nobody wants to listen to me anyway, so it's all good. So I always end with a question. Obviously, like you said, you know, I hit Mark with the old Kardashian one.
Do not ask me that question.
No, you're clear of that. So I'll hit you with the other one. You know, what is the way I end this, and it throws people for a loop, even the people that listen, and it's kind of good. But who is your favorite Disney princess?
Favorite Disney princess? Probably Snow White, because all she does is sleep. She doesn't
know what? Ding, ding, ding. I love it. You know what? Everybody says Belle. Everybody says somebody random. I said, what about Snow White or Cinderella? You know, nobody names them. And you are the first person. This is 8 episodes in. First person to name Snow White. And I'm on your side there.
You know, Snow White, like, when she's up, like, she's pleasant. Like, no problem. But, like, she sleeps most of the time. Like, you need something to wake her up. Like, to me, like, that's the perfect human being right there. Just sit there, sleep, leave me alone. Actually, I could watch the game. That's the perfect Disney princess right there.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. So there you have it, folks. Snow White finally made an appearance in episode 8. I'm pretty surprised. You know, like I said, we've been talking about Belle, a few others. So Snow White is here. That's Jack. Check him out on all his shows, The O Show, 50-50 Booking. Going forward, he's been a big contributor to what we do here at Belly Up Sports. He's going to continue to keep contributing. He's been huge for us. Maybe one day, like he said, you know, he'll have his own site, and we'll definitely support him 100%. So with that being said, you know, we appreciate having him on, and as always, be bold and stand out. Every time I try to leave it alone, I swear keep on calling. Keep on calling, 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 calling.